Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Mallon.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks for listening. What an exciting day today. You have one Stephanie Ellis to thank. We'll get to that. First of all, I'm reading on the forums. Archimedes Screw says, Chris Laker is damn funny, and I miss his podcast, This Week in Jack, and he doesn't do it anymore. If you can find the episode that Keith was on, it's probably my favorite. It got weird fast. They started it. They're asking you what you jerk to. Coincidentally, I jerk to being on a guest on podcast. Get the Laughable app. It's an easy way to find your favorite guests on all podcasts. For example, we have a lot of guests for you today. Now, let's say you like one Mehran Kagani, right? Look, I don't know. I don't know why. It's your business. But you enjoy him very much. That's tough. That's nagging. You know that. You enjoy him. So how do I find out when Mehran's on different people's podcasts? I don't know all the podcasts. Well, you go to Laughable, you subscribe to Mehran, not a podcast, to the person. And then whatever that person does, you can stalk them easily because it tells you what show they're on. It's excellent. Go to Laughable.com. You'll see what I mean. Now, Stephanie, who you know, gives you some of the best Keith and the Girl shows you've ever had because she steps in when we have Kickstarters. This was for our last marathon.
And she produced this episode.
And she's producing the episode and says, I want these guests. Get them. And so here they are.
First, and so whatever we talk about, she asked for it. I don't know. Like penis it, whatever. I'm sorry. Sorry to your family. Whatever.
I'm looking through notes. She's sick. I'm looking at mass shootings. I'm looking at Puerto Rico. Okay. It's her show. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce this gentleman. Featured on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Featured on MTV. Featured on Comedy Central. Our buddy, Mehran Kagani.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, hi.
How you doing, Mehran?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Yeah.
Mehran is also a Keith and the Girl CATCA winner, if you recall.
Twice, a two-time winner.
Very last time was in 2016, of course, our very last award show. Best spin-off episode, my name is Keith, number 36, The Seducer with Mehran Kagani.
I watched that and it was honestly the shamelessness with which I pursued you and then I broke up your marriage. So fucking yes!
It did start with you guys kissing.
He did. He did. And I didn't do that. I didn't.
No, he went over to you. No, I saw it.
I put out the signals. Do you know what I mean? And then.
You manifested it.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's where I popped my fake ball out.
These were his signals on Facebook. I'm going to kiss Keith right now.
I did.
So I took control so he didn't have that power.
Yeah, I felt completely disempowered with your tongue in my mouth. I was like, oh, I'm melting.
Tongue.
There wasn't tongue yet.
You do something to Keith's face.
He just gets cuter and cuter, I swear to God. And like he has these like proto-pecs that do everything for me.
With a what?
Like a proto-pec. Oh. It's not like a full-on, like a... You know what I mean? It's not like a Schwarzeneggerian
right.
Tit.
I'm not here to intimidate.
No.
Right.
No. But you do.
That's his chest elude. Hair. It makes it.
Yes. It's
protrude.
Just a fullness. It's like the purple mattress. It's like you can do the egg thing on it.
I'm in the commercials now.
Yes.
As an example.
Yes.
Joining us also, featured on Gotham Comedy Live, Red Eye, the HBO Comedy Festival, Paul Hooper. Hello, Paul.
Holy shit. Hey. It's already been a full show. The energy in this room.
Mehran came in last and I was like, okay, Mehran's about to be in the room. Let's hurry up and get started. Don't get his energy too high. He's going to be spinning out of control in just a minute. Let's go.
It's absolutely untrue.
Mehran wrote on Facebook in September, all right, kiddos, it's decision-making time.
Ah, fuck.
I need to have... You guys really don't know other people read the social media, right?
Well, I just don't know that someone's going to print it out and then, like, recite it at me. You know? That I don't see coming.
I need to have nose surgery. Septum's 10 different kinds of screwed up. Uh-huh. It was screwed up before I broke it.
Uh-huh.
But now the left nostril, she don't breathe.
At all.
So I went in for a consultation today. Surgeon's a star.
Yep.
Recognized me as a comic.
Yep.
That's why he's a star.
Offered to do rhinoplasty for more or less free. I don't know if I'd want that. I'd be like, oh, how about I pay you a bit?
Well, so the way it works is that if you already have to have some other kind of reparative surgery, then your insurance is covering the OR, the anesthesiologist, like any number of the sort of supplementary costs that would go into a cosmetic augmentation procedure,
right.
An elective procedure. So given that all these other sort of base costs were covered, now what you're really paying for is the cosmetic surgeon's time.
Okay.
And he was like, I recognize you. You're a bit of a billboard. I'll watch what I can do to your nose, which is kind of like a guy telling you he has a big wang. So I was like, show me your wang.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's confidence.
Do
he's
I?
Saying, I don't. Hey, now.
I didn't get that from that at all.
But it really, it is though. He's saying, I know that you are like, that you are in the public eye to
and
some
And I have a big
extent.
Wang.
And I trust in my ability to, you know, tamper with your face.
Oh, I
and
see.
Put you back into that world.
By big wang, you mean a medical degree?
I mean confidence. Okay. Confidence in his hand, in his aesthetic. Like, right. He believed in himself.
You and really I, can sexualize everything.
It's literally, you have no idea.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Why couldn't you breathe? In other words, why weren't your balls so big?
I don't know
the lingo.
It's just the way he says balls. Like, there's like an emptiness in it. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, no. It's about the space in the balls.
Does it turn you off?
A lot. No.
No?
On. There's nothing Keith can do to turn me off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, most men will make some kind of pooping reference.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To turn off a homosexual? Come on. Do you know what I mean? It happens to me all the time.
Don't feed the bears.
I'll make eyes at a man, and then he'll be like, I took the meanest shit. And I'll be like, you motherfucker. I see what you're trying to do, but right. I will not be cowed. Do you know what I mean? I can clean you. I know how to use a hose.
That doesn't throw you off.
At all. Not one bit. Ain't no mountain high enough. You know what I mean? So, high enough.
What happened? That's good. What happened to your nose in the first place?
So I took an Ambien and I was shit-faced and I was sitting the wrong way, sort of perpendicular on a loft bed.
Okay.
Passed out, rolled.
Oh, God.
Off 7 feet onto my face.
Wow.
Woke up. Have you seen the Bud? This is gross. This is an awful thing to say, but you know the Bud Dwyer video where he shoots himself in front of everyone? And then blood just comes like funneling out of his head.
Right.
That was the effect. Like I came to and it was just falling out of my head, blood everywhere.
And no exaggeration, it's one Ambien, that was it?
It was one Ambien and like, but the billion drinks I had before I got there. I've passed out the wrong way on the bed.
Well, that's the problem. That's the real problem.
That's the real problem. No, but I mean like I otherwise would have rolled the normal way.
If you were sober, you would have sat the right way?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, go. Noted. No.
It's hard to say. Do you know what I mean? A loft bed is a roll of the dice. Sleepwalking is a roll of the dice. Booze, as we know.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. How does it make you feel that I quit drinking?
Did you actually quit drinking?
Yeah.
You motherfucker. Why would you do that?
Because I don't want to fall off loft beds.
Look who's all fucking hoity-toity now. I don't break my nose. Look who breaks his nose. I gave up Whitman. And I respect it.
Thank you.
I respect it. I do. I've never been more drawn to you. Now that I know that you'll remember being with me.
Paul, do you feel left out of it?
Yeah, I do. I love it. But Jesus. So many topics. 7. I mean, it was a fucking blur. It fell off a lot. How high was that fall?
It was 7 feet. It was 7 feet onto my face. Jesus and then Christ. when the surgeon actually went in to like fix my nose and fix my breathing passageways, he found that there were just like shards of bone embedded in my skull.
Wow.
And that it wasn't like the option of a nose job was no longer an option. He had to rebuild my nose.
He had to give you
a nose job. He literally had to saw off pieces of the side of my nose to harvest cartilage and rebuild the bridge.
Now on keithandgirl.com, we'll put a before and after picture. Yeah. It's not coming to me right now. How do you like it? How do you like the change?
So the thicker your skin, the more you swell. That's with any cosmetic procedure. So this will go down.
Thank Jesus.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker. I have like 3 more weeks of this going down.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in week 2. This has 3 more weeks of, like, I can't pinch my nostrils together yet.
Oh, wow.
This is hard. Right. Yeah, it sucks, but I'm a comedian. I'm not a model. I can live in the world.
It looks
you
great.
You know what I mean? You're very kind.
It does. I thought it was going to be like from Drug Days, a deviated septum,
no.
And then turn into this violent fall.
No.
Shocking.
No, I can take a punch. It's just like part of like, I think what makes me the special homosexual that I am.
Right. Obviously, Paul, you're a big drug addict, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the guys where they would do so much coke you can see the bone in their nose?
I never saw that guy. No. I heard stories of that, though.
People would just destroy themselves. Yeah, I knew a guy who would randomly... He had quit coke for a while, but would have random nose jobs for the old coke days.
I wonder if sometimes my sinuses are shit now, and I wonder if it's from drug days or if it's just older man thing.
See,
I don't know.
See an ENT.
I should.
He never will. He always should.
I won't do it. I don't have insurance right now. And so, but someday, I dream of it.
Yeah, do it.
I love specialists. I love
Noah Sands. He's very good.
Noah Sands.
He's very, very good.
Go to this guy.
Name.
Same name as your man.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Interesting.
I know.
You're dating a guy named Noah?
I'm dating a guy. I've been like married for 6 years.
Okay, I guess by your talk, I didn't know what marriage meant.
No, well, I mean, you know what it is. We've talked about this, Keith. You know what I mean? I get any number of passes, and you are right. Like...
Does he know you have these passes?
80% of them. No.
No, right.
Of course he knows.
Oh, I don't know.
But, it's not exciting if, like, I always negotiate it. Do you know what I mean? It should feel like cheating. If it doesn't feel like cheating, it's not sexy. Am I right, Bo?
Yes.
MJG from St. Louis writing in, good luck, Mayron. I've been telling myself that my swelling will go down for years now.
Ha!
And Jerome from work is saying, Paul fucking Hooper, fuck yeah, suck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
It's a positive review. Thank you.
Yeah. I believe that your penis is his phone wallpaper.
Oh,
please
really?
The penis photos from,
two and a half years ago. I know.
How did your dick get on the air?
Wait, we're going to get it back on. Hold on just a second.
Please.
Are we allowed to say your news?
Yes, okay. Of course.
So you broke up with the girlfriend.
She broke up with me, yes, but we broke up.
Okay, yeah. Semantics. So now your penis can go back online.
If closely guarded, like somehow where my family can't see it, where you got to click a couple things. We got to make it hard, a little bit of a challenge. That way the family doesn't. I don't want to field those phone calls.
We have an explicit filter. You will have to go to our website, click on it once, and at that point, it's on the family. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's they're bad if they click.
If they go too far.
Okay.
Yeah. I have new ones, but you know.
You want to send one to Keith?
Yeah, let me make sure. If not, we can use the old ones as a fallback. But you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like one maybe.
Can you take this next one just for Keith and the girl again? And this time don't write Keith and the girl next to it, write Jerome. It'll be a present. It's a birthday present for Jerome Charles. He's a wonderful man. He got arrested last year. He's trying to do good. It'd be like a nice gift.
Yeah, Kenda's doing great.
All right. All right.
We would like you to send a penis to a gentleman. Long story short, been arrested many times.
Don't worry about this. Yes.
Jerome says he can DM me. I'm out here.
All right.
So can you breathe now?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, because we've talked about Paul's dick.
Right.
Now that we've talked about Paul's dick, can I breathe? Because I literally, before the episode started, they were like, Mayron, not for nothing, but we have pictures of Paul's dick. And I was like, please. And like, you know how I am. I'm very cat at the milk. You know what I mean?
Right. It was only a couple. You may hate it. I don't know.
What do you mean?
You may hate the dick pic.
Why would I hate the dick pic?
I have
never hated a dick pic.
Ever?
Surgical. No. I mean, like it could be some kind of medical anomaly and I'll still be like, hallelujah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
it could look like a farm share. Do you know what I mean? It could literally look like a box of, do you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Otherwise discardable broccoli. Do you know what I mean? Oh. Like, I love it. I love it. If cum comes out of it, I love it. I love it.
You're an old school.
I sure am.
You can't tell it's a penis. It's just, if someone says, that's a penis in the photo.
Absolutely.
But it's.
Sure it is. You bet it is. Yes.
Holy shit.
Goodness.
I think you'll be all right with
that. So show me. Yeah. So how bad is it? Let me see.
How bad?
Why? Why is it? I feel like.
I don't have it at the ready. I'm going to say
it might have been deleted. Maybe it's long gone. Wait, I don't.
Paul begged to have it taken down when he was trying to get it with this woman.
I did. Well, it was up for a while. I was single.
Well, under what auspice was it ever put on the website in the first place?
How do we do it? We were just talking about dick pics or something. I was single, and then there's something. I'm like, I take dick pics. And then I think we critiqued a few dick pics because there were some terrible ones out there. It wasn't like.
There are terrible ones out there.
Even I don't go. And so for everything. And so I was like, no, that's not what you do. I can do better than that. And then it was sort of a dare.
I love
it. And it went online.
Wait, Mayron, we're gonna switch you with Andrea for just a second. Okay, Mayron will be back in a little bit. Andrea Allen, come on over here. Associate producer of Keith and the Girl. Co-host of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. One of my favorite people in the world. Andrea Allen, come on in. So Andrea gets the dick pics. She doesn't give the dick pics. And you've seen Paul's dick, right? Yes! So much!
She's so frustrated. See, no one enjoys it anymore. Oh my God!
I have it printed out. It's on my wall. I'm the reason why Paul's dick pic got on the show.
Really?
Because, that's right.
Yes, I was the patient zero of this whole story. Years and years ago, I think we had just maybe, it was like the second time we'd met, and we were at a bar. You, me, Ray, Keith, you were there, and Emily and our friend Dee, and we were talking about dick pics. Ray was telling us he sends fake dick pics.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Ray, get your fucking life together. And he was like, I don't know how to do, you know, doing this whole Ray thing.
But he's sending black dick pics.
Sure, yeah. But he's also sending what? He's sending ones that could discernibly be him.
Yeah.
And then Paul was just itching. You could tell the look in his eyes that he wanted to be like, I have a great dick. He was talking about different colors, skin tones, and how that's bad, and different lighting. And I remember just like looking at Emily and like communicating, like, this guy wants to show us his dick pic. I know he does. And I just have to say like half a sentence to get him to do it. And I was like, hey, Paul. And then he was like, oh, here it is.
No, we never ambushed.
Oh, no, my God. Thank you so much for asking.
I am a tad bit of an exhibitionist. Tad bit. But I would never just go, look.
I barely had to probe. I barely had to
ask. I mean, maybe I was. I don't know. It's
like,
exciting.
Paul, would you like to share?
Yes.
It seems like you want to share, Paul.
That was it. I mean, it's fun. It's healthy. I, you know.
It was great. Five-star review. It's a great dick pic. You know, he was right.
You did master like the lighting, the angles. You have tips for people, don't you?
Yeah, I'm real picky about it. I don't take as many dick pics as I used to, but I guess maybe I'll get back into it.
Yeah. How long were you and your girl dating?
2 years.
All right, that's a long time. Were you talking about moving in with each other?
Yeah, we talked about it for a second. Yeah. We never did, though.
Is that what broke you?
No, it wasn't that. No. It wasn't a crazy dramatic breakup. So it's like really no great story to it or anything. Mm. It's very sad. You know, she's very sweet, nice, broken up. It sounds like a fucking politician, but you know.
Is it little fights or is it you need your space? Because Paul does need Paul's space.
Yes, he does.
Well, it wasn't so much me. She wanted it more and I didn't. It was sort of
a
surprise.
Oh, so you got dumped, you're saying?
Yeah, I got dumped. Mm. I never put it in those terms, but I should accept it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get dumped. I'm like, all right. So one person, all right, I guess this is done. I just accept it. Move on.
Do you find yourself thinking for a second, am I supposed to fight for this? Is it the end? Because you know it's the end.
Right. Yeah. Like, is there questions or something I should say? I was like, I was trying to cover like a checklist in my head because I didn't want to walk away and be like, oh, fuck. Right. I should have said that. And so when I walked away, I was like, that's all I could have done. That's it.
It's very interesting. You guys sound the same, you and Keith, where it's like if somebody else says that they're done, there's an element of, wait, did I have my say? And you sort of take it that way instead of going like, what if I still want them to be with me? And even if you did, you wouldn't go for it, would you? Because you'd go, no, they're done, I'm done.
Yeah, it has to be two people in it. And if I feel like you can't, I'm not going to sit there and try to sell them on it. Like they already, I mean, you confirm, they don't just say it one time, like blurt it out. You hear them say it two or three times in different words. You're like, that's it. That's the confirmation. They don't want this. So I got to go.
Right. Like if it's a trick to get me to say something, you fucked up.
Right. Yeah. That's a big bluff. That's a big mess and a bluff. So it's on you. I'm just like, I look in their eyes. I'm like, you want this? You're sure? Yes. Two or three times. Okay. It's sad, but I guess we're done.
When I get dumped, I send an album of love songs. Mm. And I just wait, and I give them a good week or two. And if it didn't take, it didn't take.
Send it again.
Yeah, and I'll send it again and go, maybe, okay, is your Dropbox better?
Leave a CD at her door.
I mean, for all this technology, it's hard to get stuff to people sometimes. You know?
That was the thing, too. I had to clarify what kind of breakup, because I've had some serious relationships in my life. I'm 42, so I've had like
four.
You've
had serious relationships? I feel like you've had...
What do you mean? What the fuck?
I feel like the first time I met you, you're like, I had one and I half liked her. And then there's this girl.
No, my God, that's someone else. No, that
was dick pic pillow talk. Yeah. I didn't mean that.
Maybe in New York.
Yeah.
I dated a girl for like 3 months in New York.
I don't need people. Like, that's your vibe, generally.
I'm fine being single sometimes. I mean, I'm good in a relationship, but I don't do the in-between. I don't need to go on dates, take people to dinner. I'm fine being alone. I like the in-between. I can be fully in a relationship or just completely by myself.
Well, and I think what Andrea is saying, we've known you for about 10 years. I think this is your first girlfriend.
No, well, that might be about right. The last one ended in 2009. The last serious one.
To a 20-something-year-old, that's your whole life. She's 28. That is her whole life.
Oh, that's right. I didn't factor
that in. My whole life, you've been single.
I've been through some shit. I'm 42. I've lived this life. And four big relationships. And I've had those ones where a girl's like, oh, this is a break. What does that mean? A break.
Right.
And then like 3 days later, she's like, come home. And then you like, there's breaks where you don't see each other, but you text. Those are awful. So I'm like, this is an official break. And she's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right.
You got to sit her down. Now, what kind of break are we looking at?
I just was looking for clarification. Do I have this right in my head when I walk out of this bar? Do we have this? Is this what's happening? And I think that was it.
And she goes, sad. And she goes, and by the way, since you don't drink, you walk out.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm just going to walk down the street moping.
How long was the last one before this?
Three.
Okay.
3 years. I've had a 4-year relationship. I've had a year and a half relationship. I've had a 3-year relationship and a 2-year relationship. And that's not count. I don't count the 6-month stuff.
Were you sad or it is
yeah,
what it is?
Yeah, I was very sad. Because I love her. I still care about her. So I want, I really do. Sounds corny. Want the best and all that stuff. But yeah, it's very
so
sad.
It's so corny.
I know it's so corny, but how do you fucking say it without fucking. All right, what do I say? I can wish evil upon her so that I'm fucking.
No,
I don't want the, I do
I know,
want,
she's
you know,
very nice.
I'm joking because it's sweet. That's yeah. nice.
It's sweet.
Say.
I have a goddamn heart.
Yeah, I see that.
I do. Very sad.
Is the,
maybe I cry.
Do you think there's something?
I cry.
Maybe I'm in here. You know.
Is there something to you never sent her a dick pic?
I sent her a dick pic.
Oh, okay.
She's
good.
Got dick pics.
Okay. Did you send one on your way out?
No, I should have.
Take
maybe
care.
Now. Yes. Now. I miss you.
I'll email here. It to her.
Yeah.
On your behalf.
I fucking hate that.
May runs like, what about me?
I'll BCC you.
He's like, I think I explained my relationship. I can see these. It's perfectly fine. So you don't date, right?
I haven't done anything since this break. It was 2 weeks ago. I haven't done anything. I've been celibate.
Have you cried?
Close. You know, it's there. Right. I don't know.
Do you tell her that sweet stuff like you were close to crying?
Do I tell her that?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
I almost cried.
I almost That's cried. Well, listen, I don't know. It's like just full head and hands in a
Why
long
don't you
time.
Manipulate her into getting back together with you?
No.
How old is she?
She's 26.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean? She's 26, 42 is perfectly old.
Yeah, it sounds great. You guys probably have a lot to talk about.
I'm telling you, she's very smart. Yeah, we did. We had good conversations.
Well, her whole life you were single too.
That's true. That's true.
Did that ever get in the way?
There were times when I didn't realize that. Because you get together and then you're like, all right, we're in the relationship and then everything just sort of is going. And then you're like, we mentioned like moving in. I brought it up about getting a place together. And she's like, I've never done this. This would be the first. I was like the first serious relationship.
Right.
I'd be the first guy she lived with. And I had lived with girls before. So I had to factor all that in. Sometimes you just get in a relationship, you start going and you're like, oh, they've done this. And
right.
Like, no. Oh, it's a first. So, right. Yeah, sometimes I'd say like, pull back. I'm like, all right, she is younger, so.
Did the two of you know any of the same members in the A team?
No.
Okay.
No. There's a lot
lost.
Standard. Yeah. That's it. This is a fan. She knew who Guns N' Roses was.
Okay. She thought the guitarist had a bucket on his head.
Yeah.
And it drove crazy.
Chinese Democracy is their first album. Am I getting heckled behind? Listen, I was trying to open my heart in this goddamn studio.
Why would you?
She's
Why would
yelling
you do
at me.
That? I'm sorry.
Wish her the best, and everybody fucking throws a table at me.
Is it tough that these relationships aren't working? But with your dad, he's been married 4 times. He knows what's going on. What a shame, right?
He's getting married his 4th time. My mom's on a 3rd.
So they
everything's
can,
okay.
How come this love doesn't transfer down to the family? Why can't you find it? It's so sad.
I don't know. I can't find that soulmate the last 50 years.
Yeah, always the wedding guest, right?
Yes, my
Never
charm
the wedding.
Worse than. Yeah, I don't know if, you know, a lot of, I guess after a while, a woman can only listen to, I don't know, 1 million to 2 million complaints before, you know, some last 3 years, some last a year. I don't know. It's my father, yeah. I'm glad you brought him up, though. I appreciate you bringing him.
You seem like you're having a good time, Paul.
I am having a good time. I play sad, but I love all this. Uh-huh.
I'm reading show notes from last time you were on, and this show note says, even though he's had sex in public before, Paul doesn't seem to see the point of being a nudist. Now, I'm not sure about the
Thank you.
Nudist part. Did you have public sex with this woman that we're talking about?
Did we? Maybe a little bit. Yeah, there might
maybe a little bit.
But no, I don't think there was full fledged like beach or balcony or anything like that. No, okay. It might have been like curtains open or something like that. You know, but not not really. But that was like previous. That was a long time ago. I've done it on a beach and all these other weird places, but that's not weird.
Would you go to a sex club?
Yeah, we go to a sex club. Yeah. That's
why haven't you yet?
I don't know. Seems. It time sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound
I would
like,
love it.
And you think it's for somebody that has an OCD?
Yeah, there's a filth in the place.
With that said.
And then I don't know if there's a weird vibe because I'm stuck between, as a single man, between a swinger and a nudist. Nudism I find stupid because I don't just walk around my apartment naked. When I get naked, I think, well, it's fun time. It's sex. Hmm. So I don't know why people want to walk on a beach with a flaccid dick. I just don't understand why I would want to do that. Have sex on a beach, yes, but I understand. I just want to splash in the waves.
I think for some people, it feels nice to have their genitals comforted like a blanket by undies. And for other people, it feels nice in the wind.
I'm sure it feels nice in the wind, but just all day out there with no sex.
Oh, let me put it a different way. Some people are not as neurotic as you.
That's true. I mean, that is the problem with a sex club or a sex party is that I think I would probably find so many things wrong. I really think it would be a problem.
There's like invite-only ones that are cleaner that maybe you could go to.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I may have to see what this world's about. Mm-hmm. It does sound exciting.
They make that a priority, cleanliness. There's like clean things everywhere you go.
Yeah, not everyone though. Come on.
True.
Some of it's like, oh, it's a yoga mat that I sprayed down.
And fair.
Like, okay.
Well, they give you come in, they give you bracelets. This is what I understand. They give you bracelets and it says, you know, one color means I want to be touched. One means you can just grab me and suck me off. Another one means I have OCD. So they're going to have something for
something
you.
For this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the one for like, this guy's going to nitpick this to death until we close the venue. He'll call the authorities somehow.
Jerome is saying he can go with Billy Procida. I'd watch. So I don't know. Jerome might
no,
be
No,
don't
into go it. With Billy Procida. No. He goes to the dirty ones.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want the dirty ones. And yeah, I've never gotten close to doing it, though. No. It's an exciting idea. So I'm not against it.
Do you talk dirty? I'm trying to picture.
No, not really.
No, right?
I mean, I'll say things, but no, not in depth. I'm not
getting
really
I didn't clip my toenails. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say things. And we're doing it.
That's probably what women don't like about me. I don't talk dirty and I don't dance.
Okay.
Which are two big drawbacks. We're being honest. That's about it. Everything else is right. Everything else is perfect and lined up. That's the only two things I can think of that I do wrong.
Are you so vulnerable right now? You just expressed.
I really opened up.
You don't dance.
Well, after you started talking about your father, I'm like, let it all out. I don't dance. I'll slow dance, but not
that
fast.
I don't dance.
Why won't you dance?
Don't ask me.
Because you think you'll look stupid?
Yeah, and I think it's a dumb thing. I like.
What?
I think it's dumb.
The funnest thing ever?
I hated it when I drank. When I was drunk and coked up, I didn't understand the concept of it. I'm just not a natural with it. And it doesn't bring me joy to do it.
But do you ever
it upsets me to do it.
If you look around, do you notice most people aren't a natural at it?
Yeah, they're not. They're terrible dancers, but they love it so much.
Right.
And I don't get it. I like music, but I'm like, you don't have to move around like that.
They're moving around.
What a pleasure.
Slow dance is like a hug, and it's nice.
Right.
An intimate moment. But that whatever people are doing at nightclubs, I fucking despise it. I can't stand it. I can't watch it. I don't want to do it.
Have you ever?
Can we go out and smoke a cigarette and just talk? And leave.
And smoke a cigarette.
And it's so loud, too. It's so loud. It's obnoxious. I never went to it. That's why all my drinking days, I would go piss in a trash can and upset everyone.
Right. That's why.
Because I'm like, I don't get this dancing. There's 400 people jumping up and down. Over this song that sucks.
Ugh, joy.
Was the 26-year-old a drinker?
Yeah, she drank.
Was
she
that
drank.
A to-do? Because being 26, she's just starting her life.
It's true. Well, no, she drank. We never really had an issue with her. You know, some nights she'd get hammered. And there were times where I had to like pull back because I'm going to be old, sober guy.
Right.
And she's 26 and still trying to have fun. So there was like this fine line of like, no, it was never really a conflict for us. She wasn't a drinker like I was where I was like trying to destroy things.
Would you ever try to feed her booze so it's accidentally on her breath when you make out?
No. No? All
right. Is that something you're thinking about, Keith?
I do that. Uh-huh. I give them shots and then quickly kiss them real quick. And I'm like, it's on your tongue. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to do?
Use vodka as lube.
That's right. All right, Paul. I don't think you're ever going to find love after all.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
You need like an old Jewish lady. You know what I mean? Like just
that's not what I feel though.
Yeah, like they go to the diner and they're both like, you know, they stare at each other. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's
go to
like
the Neptune Diner. For, there's a lot of pissed off old Jewish ladies.
I don't want someone to out complain me.
Sure. That's true. That's your
some
skill
female
set.
Larry David type. I don't want someone to trump me. It's like, I think about it, but there's like four relationships. Those are really draining, serious relationships in my life. I'm like, how many do I have before my heart explodes? Eight?
Aw.
You power up, then it's taken from you again? Oh. How many do you just have that? Oh. Is that writing? What it is? You're like, and then you're like trying to list them right before your last breath. You're like, well, it's Heather, and all of them seem promising, and then here I am, dead.
I think you just wrote a country song.
Right.
Is it? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
How many hearts do I have? Four more?
It's just a journey, Paul.
It's just a journey. Just I don't buy that.
Paul, to the ladies listening right now, yes. And they like when a heart is tender, and that's where you're at. You're a mess, right?
Yeah.
You can barely breathe, never mind let alone wake up every day.
That's true.
What would you like the ladies to know about you?
My dick.
Yeah, about my penis. Plus, I don't dance. And my father left when I was three. They should know that.
He keeps a lot
I open with that. My father left when I was three.
Is that something that he couldn't love you, right? But he can love four women easily forever.
There is something to it. There is. Right. Yeah. That is true. There's something wrong
like
with this child.
You're unlovable almost.
But, yeah. But let's think of the positive things, right? You'll make sure that their safety is important to women, right? We
safety,
know that.
Yes.
And you'll make sure the door is locked 20 times
that's
in a
right.
row.
Just hear me fidgeting out in the living room with the knobs. Right. So you have that. You can go at least.
You never have to wonder if the stove was left on, right?
No, the place will not burn down.
Yeah, you'll drive back 10 times and check.
Safety
that's it.
First.
That's all it is. And if you're willing in your waking hours just to hang around with a bummer, a guy that nitpicks everything in the day, then you're okay. But the house won't burn down.
Are you going to go on apps and dating things?
I haven't put them back on my phone. I'm hesitating. I'm going to give that another week or so. I don't feel like I want to jump on them because they weren't fun when I was on them last time.
Would you date another comedian?
I might need to take a break from that.
Yeah.
So that's difficult because we have a lot of mutual friends because she was a comic. So every time I see a comic, they're like, how is she? And I'm like, oh, I broke up. So it's happening every day, like five times. So, and you know, I would someday probably, but no, I'm not looking for that right now. Mm. Or another relationship. Never done a rebound. Don't want to do it now.
Oh.
So I would just, I'm okay.
You're not supposed to do rebound relationships. You're supposed to do rebound sex. Can you
rebound
do that?
Sex? I feel like people jump into relationships though, right? They just end up in another 3-year thing.
That could happen.
I don't want that. But yeah, it's, I'm happy to be single and then, you know.
I don't want that. Okay, ladies, look. Let me say this to the ladies.
Okay,
so there's no misunderstanding.
Prepare the speech.
Slow down. Okay, he's not ready now. He'll let you know. Okay, we'll put something on the website. Top right of the website. If Paul is ready now. And right now, of course, it says Paul is not ready now. But when that lights up, get ready. Because Paul will be ready. Don't you think when it comes to the rebound things, things come when they come. You can't help it. You just have to keep in check. Hey, am I falling in love too fast? But if it happens, it's happening. What are you going to do about it? Wait 3 months? Check the calendar?
I just don't buy the people that fall in love like twice in 1 year. I believe it can happen in a decade. But I don't believe this shit that I'd be. I love my ex-girlfriend. And I don't believe it just this week I'd fall in love again. I don't buy that.
That she's a comedian, you're going to find out the next person she dates. Is that going to be
tough? I know, that's going to be fucking terrible.
You might have to quit the business.
I'm not going to quit the business.
And you're not cut out for anything, not at this point. This is your life.
I'm just reconnecting with my father. So that's still, you know, fragile. And I don't know. It sounds like my life's falling apart. It's not that bad. I'll be okay, I think.
Well, let me tell you what I'm doing, okay? I have a new apartment, of course.
Yes.
And I'm going to have a party.
I'll move
that
in.
That is the official, not move in per se, but it's the official opening of Pound Town. Ugh. And you're welcome to come by.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, did we finally turn off Mehron?
I got to keep talking about my dumps. All right, so you're invited. I'll send you an invite. I'm not putting up signs, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want the ladies. I'm not, it's just, you know, a little thing between us.
Feedback wants to know, can Paul and Keith be each other's wingman and tell us how that goes? Can you imagine this?
Oh, it'd be like, ugh. Bad. Do you want to go stare somewhere? Okay.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Please.
is.
Let's go to a sports bar and complain until everyone leaves. Chase everyone out.
Why doesn't she want to go to a movie with me? What's wrong about a movie?
All our hangouts end with, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck. I don't know. Head and hands. Yeah.
We're like, I'm almost there. I almost cried.
I'll be all right, I think. I don't know.
You'll be
fine. I want to cry right now just to close it out, round it up.
I dare you to.
I can't do it on the spot.
We can scrounge up $100 if you get a real tear. You know, fuck it, $1,000, $1,000,000. It's not going to happen.
Do you cry during movies and these commercials?
No.
No, I do. I tear up.
What commercials?
They have commercials. It's like, oh, I'm working all the time. I can't play with you now, little daughter. And the little daughter's like, Mom, when can I be work? And I'm like, oh, the baby's so dumb. No.
Oh, God. I almost cried during Shark Tank.
Okay, that's dumb.
Come on. I opened up again. You know, it's...
Wind River.
It was really... Some about this...
Wind River, the main character is talking about his dead daughter and talking to somebody that lost his daughter and how he went with the grief. Oh, I was welling up like a baby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a movie.
Oh, Wind River.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Clint Eastwood or something?
Yeah, sure.
With a horse?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know what it is, but you got set. You did well up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, maybe if I saw that, but you still have those movie passes. You have to be there at 4 a.m. to get them, and you have to be there within 7 minutes, or otherwise you're not allowed in the venue.
I got a phone over. I go, hey, I have a movie pass, but I'm not. I just get it for the rewards from the theater. Do you want the ticket? He's like, okay, I want to see this at this time. I'm like, Paul, it doesn't work that way. It's on my schedule when I happen to pass the movie.
It doesn't make any sense. Starbucks gives you a reward. They don't just go, you got to get coffee between 1:30 and 1:45. You're like, pick a time. This is your day. They could narrow it down to a day. Well, you always text me, and it's like, I'm down. It's 12 minutes from now. You can see this.
Because
fucking
that's,
movie. That, because I'm like, I can't even make it there.
Because that's when I'm happen to be passing the theater.
And I'm in Chicago. I'm like, there's no way.
But you told me to tell you.
You should tell me. I feel like maybe the stars will align and I'm walking past the theater.
You guys are great communicators.
This is why guys never get together. They're just like, how do we do it? Well, not like this.
We're talking at the bar. A lady comes over. Hey, I was wondering if... 1 second. Paul, I only have the one ticket. I hide it under the carpet at the theater.
Too much.
Paul Hooper's website is paulhoopercomedy.com. See what's doing.
Please do.
See if it gets you moist, right? And maybe come out and see him at a show.
Do that. Yeah.
Yo. Do that last one.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead. Get moist. Thank you.
He said it so softly, too.
And he stares right at you.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, it's so funny.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Hooper, ladies
thank
and gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Paul, man, I've seen Paul's stand-up more than once, of course. I think he's one of the funniest people, period. Now, I don't have to live with him. I don't date him. But to go to a show and see him, fantastic. So thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
You're a treat. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, featured on Chappelle's Show, Comedy Central, Conan, my buddy and yours, Christian Finnegan.
Yeah, other things like 8 years ago.
How you doing, Christian?
God, he always has to ruin his intro. Always.
I'm great.
Another white guy. Everything's so hard.
It is. It is really funny.
When people think of white women, they think, "Oh yeah, they never complain about anything."
I love it. It's my sport.
You know what? I know that after Keith, you say his intro, that he's going to say something. It used to be, "Oh, what a booking coup," but once we made him aware of that, he stopped doing it. But I notably pause so I can get your negative shittiness about your intro.
I feel very positive after listening to Paul.
Right. Things are going all right, I suppose.
I feel like Chim Chim Cheree.
I was hanging out with Christian not too long ago, and I told him that I was going sober. And Christian says, you know what? Me too. And it seems like everybody I run into is...
They're stealing your thunder.
Well, I started before you. I saw Keith at his bottom. not the last time I hung out with Keith, the time before that, I texted Keith and I said, hey, you know, you want to go to the dog park? He said, absolutely. And so we met on the corner and Keith had no dogs with him. And I was like, where are your dogs? He's like, we broke up. And Keith had gone to bed at 9 a.m. that morning and woken up and immediately started drinking, smelled like... I mean, you know when you go to the hospital, that just thick, alcohol-y smell from, like, gauze pads? just had a Gatorade bottle that was probably one quarter Gatorade, three quarters vodka, and was drinking from it. And he was just like, yeah. And I had just had some sort of bad news by my own life that I was kind of trying to explain to him. He was like, yeah, this is a Gatorade. And I was like, yeah, I'm well aware that it's not Gatorade. And we were at the dog park, and he was just being an ass. I mean, he was just like, I was trying to like make sure my dogs didn't get into fights, and he's just like, yeah, I don't know what happened. She is fucking out. And like, it was just insane. And I went home, and I literally said to my wife, yeah, I'm kind of worried about Keith. That was not good. And then the next time I saw him, I was like, yeah, I quit drinking. I was like, yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah, and that wasn't even the end. That was the afternoon of the McGregor fight.
Yes. Oh, that was right. That was before the McGregor fight. Yeah. And then so he had a whole night after that.
Oh.
I saw him at the beginning of the end.
What time did you meet? We're piecing
like
this together.
Like 3:30 in the afternoon. Oh. Something. Jesus, he had just woken up.
Andrew.
Yeah. And he decided like, yeah, I'm a little drunk. Who should I hang out with? Ray DeVito. Good Lord, somebody needs to drag that kid to a meeting.
Oh, you know, a bunch of people, including Christians, like, and that's something to look at when Ray DeVito is the one walking you out at night.
I got gout. Everything's fine though.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
things are going well.
Things are going fine. Now I quit I had vocal cord surgery in July.
Oh.
And so I quit when I had to do that.
How did that happen?
Sober. I had nodes. I had polyps on my vocal cords.
It's much better now.
Can you still sing?
Not as well. Oh, it really? It is really fucked up my singing voice, which is a huge bummer. I'd say it's probably 75-80% back.
Well, you had a lovely voice. So that's
that
not going to be bad.
That is very kind of you. It is really bumming me out.
I understand that.
Fucked up my karaoke.
Are they cancer? Are they cancerous or just benign?
No, it's just benign. Okay. It's just, yeah.
Oh my God.
Not to downplay it. No.
Yeah.
Rough. That's a rough surgery to come back from, right?
It sucked. Yeah. I went up to the woods for like a month and just convalesced by myself. And
that's nice. You don't have to write down what you're saying. I assume you weren't.
Although it was a bad summer. I was up there, and then a week into, not even like 4 days into my vow of silence, my mother disappeared. No one could find her for like a week and a half. And
what do you mean?
No one could find her. She was living with my aunt, and my mother and I don't know how much I've talked, but we didn't really have a relationship. I hadn't spoken to her in like 2 years. And
does she have a condition where she would run away, or this?
Well,
is
she's mentally ill. Yeah. Okay. But nobody could find her. And then she finally turned up at this hospital. But as you can imagine, I'm not supposed to be speaking at all. And so I'm trying to get my dad to act as a go-between, but eventually I end up like talking when I wasn't supposed to and all that. And then, in the middle of that time being upstate, she passed away. And
oh,
so,
I'm so sorry.
So, but it, yeah. And so it was just a lot of drama when I planned it. It was like, I'm just going to go up to the woods for a month and I'll be like, it'll be peaceful and serene.
It'll be a new day.
Yeah. So,
isn't it amazing that it doesn't happen like that? It's like, you know what? I'll accept this one thing. It's a very bad thing. I'm a very good person for accepting this, and I'm going to go over here and make it the best. And it's like, oh, have you made it cozy for yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another thing. Oh, you said you're ready and you're good?
Hold this grenade for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, but don't throw it before because, you know.
No, I'll take the pin. You just hold this.
Yeah, that's fair, right? Everyone's fair, good.
I'll go on a retreat. I'll be there longer than I need to be. Nobody will bother me. Mm-hmm. It'll be perfect. Yeah, and then, of course, there's stuff. And of course, you know, and then I bring myself into it. And that had to keep you up.
Christian, I
was it just, but it was like three or four things. Just like right on top of each other, and then
how do you keep sane? What are your
who says I do?
Okay.
You know,
what does
Christian Seal
look
say
like? Never gonna survive
unless we get a little crazy. We're never gonna survive.
Okay. Yeah, I do see your singing voice did change a little bit. You can hear that now. Yeah.
You can always rely on Keith to make you feel better.
Never gonna survive.
okay, you still got it. And then a cord pops out of his throat.
What does it look like when you're crazy?
Me?
Yeah. Do you shut down? Do you get angry?
It's a lot of screaming through clenched teeth.
Okay.
I am big, like, oh man, there have been times on subway platforms when I just miss a train and I'm running late where it's just like, I won't do it right into the microphone. You know, in the, and I see that, oh, I thought I was alone on this platform and apparently not.
Right. So you're irrationally angry at really dumb things because you bottle everything the rest of the time. And then you look like a crazy person because you are actually crazy.
Yes.
Fair enough. I think that's fair.
Or is just really just... I just go to a happy place or just a different place. Like I'll just zone. I'll just be gone. Like in and that was when my dad told me that when my dad used to drink that he was never like a angry drunk or crazy drunk, but he would just sit at a bar for hours staring at the wall and bartenders would come up to him and say, "Are you okay, sir?" And he'd be like, "Yeah, I'm fine." He just wouldn't realize it. It's like he just looked like he was in a fucking 1,000-yard stare.
Where are you in that place? Where do you go?
It's thinking about reliving things I wish I'd done differently or kind of lost in theoretical conversations that I wish I had.
So very
things
sick.
Like that.
Not good, not healthy.
I mean, what is? I mean, what is that? Isn't that what everybody does, though? I mean,
everybody's
to a
sick.
Degree. Yes, I do. Yeah. I believe
look
that.
At this room.
I don't
Jesus
believe there's a normal Christ. Person on on Earth. I mean, you know, by most people's standards.
Do you come out of it in a better place? Because eventually you go, you
no.
kind of trip. No? Okay.
So. I don't, I mean, who does? I'm not saying that I'm like singularly afflicted by this. I think that.
No, I'm asking you singularly. It's okay. It's okay.
No, I know that like one of the reasons that I quit drinking and smoking and, you know, I'm saying it out loud as a way to try to stop myself from going back on it.
Smoking weed?
Yeah. Is just that. I tend to do things that eat up hours, you know, like even if it's just a fucking video game, you know, to take me out of thinking about the things I don't want to think about. And so if I can do something that kind of just wipes away 4 hours, you know, unless I'm kept busy doing something. Like,
so you're addicted to distractions.
Yeah.
So it either is going to be a good distraction or a bad distraction.
Yeah.
But you're going to be distracted.
Yeah.
So you staring off into the distance is another distraction.
Yeah. It's just another excuse for me to kind of, and then I can beat myself up for not having spent that time doing something.
And
I'm
then
supposed
you spend
to be doing.
That time doing that. It's great. Exactly. It's great. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a nice little. it's nice. The circles are broken. Maybe, whatever. I'm dead inside. Anyway. no. But yeah. So. But it was, I had to go down to Florida like in August to clear out her storage bins. And my mother, all of her shit, she was kind of itinerant and she was a bit of a nomadic. She's a nomadic hoarder, which is a weird combo, but she had two storage 8x11, 8x10 room storage bins filled floor to ceiling with just junk. I found a receipt for two cans of paint purchased in 1977.
Oof.
Cause you know. You want to hold on to that in case it comes in handy.
Did she ever have something that you could use, like an old lamp, and were you nervous to ask for it because that doesn't help her process?
Well, I wouldn't have known because I think I slept under the same roof as her one night after the age of 16. So I didn't really know. I mean, I would see her occasionally, like if I was in Atlanta, where she was living, you know, she was living in Columbus. I would pay to have her come see me in Atlanta or whatever. And she came to my wedding, you know, funerals, things like that. But I didn't really know her. I never.
Christmas and Easter mom.
Kind of. Mm. Yeah. Not even. Right. But yeah. So
death and wedding mom.
But that was, so I had to go down and do all that. And that felt kind of, I don't know, therapeutic is the word. Why is it always gloom and doom? We can talk about happy things.
It's not. You've been very funny and we're enjoying your company, Christian.
But yeah, right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ, you've literally been talking for 2 minutes about this. It's okay.
Well, one of the reasons I had to go down there.
Tell a joke already. God.
I know.
Your mom's dead. I get it.
What did you do on Chappelle's show?
What about Comedy Central? Do you have a prop nose or a hat or something? I'm bored.
Yeah, are there like morning zoo sound effects you can put behind this?
Waka.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Now, Christian, you were saying.
But yeah, so she's currently sitting on my desk in a plastic bin. My brother too. Well, that was one of the reasons that I had to go down there, is because my brother's asses were in one of the storage units.
Oh,
so
funny.
I had to go
not
down.
Funny.
Yeah. But so, so yeah. So I have her ashes and my brother's ashes, and I'm waiting for a time where I can go to Massachusetts and dump them on my other brother's grave. So yeah. That'll be fun.
How fun.
Road trip.
Like salt and pepper. Like you can do a little bit of
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Absolutely. I'm going to put like a shaking bag. I'm going to put them in a plastic bag and just shake them together.
The family's back together.
Do you think it's like she's laughing right now? Like now you have to save something. Me.
Oh, like a hoarder. I see what you're saying.
The ultimate victory from right. The grave.
Did you throw out most of the stuff?
I had to. I mean, that's it was great. Well, yeah. It was hard, you know, if there was a point where it felt kind of sad in the sense that she was this obsessive journaler, you know, and there were probably 75 of those composition books just filled with
wow
nonsense. I mean, unreadable. I could not read it. And also it was just rantings, just strange, you know, and to have to like throw that in a dumpster. Like I kept like three of them just for the hell of it. I don't know what I'll ever do with them. Yeah, just the best of just the gold. But it is kind of like shitty to feel like you're no one will ever read this, like probably years of a person's life writing this crap that no one will ever
But you write for a different reason than what she wrote.
Well, so, of course. Yeah.
So you want people to read
But you
your
do
stuff.
Feel like a shithead like dumping that in a dumpster.
Yeah, sure.
You
know? Yeah. Sure.
But didn't stop me from doing it.
But. I think it's really great because I think, you know, storage units and storage buildings are popping up like crazy. And I think they're preying on people like your mom.
Absolutely.
I think if you have a storage
She had bin, all of her mom's stuff that had since she died. And why the fuck do you have
Yeah. And so you could have done the same thing and just like kind of, you know, whittled it down to the quote essentials. But when was the last time your mom even visited that place? I really think if you have a storage unit, rethink your life. Have you visited it in a year, 2 years, 5 years?
I think this is one of the advantages of being a New Yorker is that we have to cull more than other people do. Yeah. Like, you know, in your closet, it's like, all right, if I haven't worn this in a year, am I really going to wear this? Whereas a lot of people is like, we got a garage, we got an attic, and just sort of sit up there and I can feel like I'm going to keep all this crap. Like I did, I
it weighs
have
on your psyche,
little plastic
though.
Bin under the bed of like old photos that I found that I didn't have, you know, because I didn't have any of that childhood stuff. And so I was able to get some pictures of my brothers and stuff like that. One little bin that goes under the bed. And anything, if it can't fit in that bin, then it's not worth having.
This way of thinking, though, sounds like some kind of New York real estate trick. Like, don't worry, in New York, you won't be stuck with too much and clutter and this here and where that come
don't
from.
Don't think of it as a small apartment. Think of it as making it easier to move on.
Right. You're conveniently located by the subway. You have the joy of not being close to subway noise. Either way, we have you covered. Andrea Allen, look, you want to know what Andrea's up to. Oh, check out What's Up A. It's in our VIP section. And oh, she dishes the dirt on celebrities and she dishes the dirt on guests that come in. Like, for example, a guest came in, thought they were a celebrity. Andrea went, a celebrity? Like that kind of thing, right? So you'll get all that. And of course,
I have some dirt to dish about that.
Wait until I get on my soapbox, loser.
And check out the Hot Mess Comedy Hour with herself and Emily Lubin. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
All right. Mehran Kagani, I don't think we're done with you yet. Get back over here. You know that.
As you're switching, Jerome is writing in again. Fuck, my mother has like three storage units from her mom's stuff and from her divorce. And if you ask her when the last time it was that she looked at it, she'll say, she won't even remember. But it's just, you know, you attach yourself to these things like you're going to be disrespectful to these people if you throw it out. But it's on your mind. It weighs on you. And it's in your wallet. You're paying for that. Who gives a shit?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it came out of my mother's Social Security every month. For what? Oh. For nothing. For absolutely nothing.
It's crazy.
But that's the nature of crazy is that like that little, that, you know, whatever it was, $80 a month, $120 a month, it gave her a sense that, you know, she still had her stuff.
That's it didn't though.
People think they're going to live forever.
It didn't. It doesn't do that. If if when you throw it out, you feel better, then you keeping it does not make you feel
right,
better.
Right, but this is the thinking of a person whose brain is basically wired correctly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can read that book of, like, you know, the magic of tidying and be like, does this bring me joy? But, like, a person who's batshit crazy is like, if you touch my newspapers, I'm going to go batty. Like, that's a different, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, you're comparing apples and oranges, the way, like, a functioning brain approaches something versus someone who has a dysfunctioning
brain. Right, but the only reason why I bring it up is because even if you have a functioning or a dysfunctional brain, you know, I think a lot of times we go, well, that brain is dysfunctional, but you got to start somewhere, right? And I'm not saying start at the storage unit, but I just don't want to be like, oh, because my brain is functional, I'm able to think of this. I think maybe somebody else will take two more steps to think of it, but we can get there.
Was her personal, like, where she lived, was it in order?
And I'm talking about an average person.
Well, sure. The last couple of years, she had been living with her twin sister in, you know, who I, they had a real sort of Grey Gardens thing going on. But
bless you, by the way.
But I think it must have been at least functional because I my aunt isn't crazy. I mean, she's a little, you know, she's annoying, but she ain't crazy.
What kind of crazy was your mom?
She is borderline personality and also a bit of a grifter.
I love it. I love it.
Borderline,
like,
personality.
There was never borderline personality
fight
disorder.
Picker?
It's big time. Basically, like a downed electrical wire flopping around in the street, like at all times, just kind of like there was not a time in my childhood where she was not either suing or being sued by at least like three local businesses or relatives or government agencies. Like, it was just always lawsuits all the time.
So at some point you had to distance, and I'm sorry to take a hostie, but like you had to distance yourself from this.
I did.
From this. I also very much had to take a step away from the torrent of madness that is the Kagani family. But that it's just what age you decided? You said 16?
Yeah, I left. My dad got me out. I was like it was a bad situation, and for whatever reason, my mother and I specifically had issues, and I went to a different school for my junior and senior high school, and then I just kind of never went back. Like, I never went back to her.
I don't know how the rest of your family is, but you're pretty sensitive, and I feel like...
And also lovely. Do you know what I mean?
That is so true.
No, I won't put that into the world.
That's not said often enough.
From the minute I've met him, he's been nothing but lovely to me. Like, you know, when I was like a goofy little start-out comic in Boston, and I met him like years and years ago.
But there's an underlining anger.
It's all phony. It really, well, I mean, I won't say it's all phony, but it is all, there is a default kind of, I try to be, I spend a lot of time, probably too much time trying to not be that guy to the extent like that's probably not healthy. Like, you know, probably being that guy would have been a little advantageous to me over the years, because I look at every comedian who I know that has been, I personally witnessed be a fucking prick to people in public, is now like a massive star.
Is a massive what?
Massive star. Like, you know, if you were to ask me, hey, name five stories of times that you've seen a comedian be a dick to people, all five of those people would now have like better careers.
You know what? I think about that, and I think, like, do you have to have a very specific egocentric life, but not just like a regular ego to get you on stage? That's a huge ego already, but an ego that says, like, I don't give a fuck and I'm climbing. And then I'm like, I don't care if that's the case. I'm not doing it. I can't. I can't.
You have to sleep with yourself at the end of the night. Like, you got to.
I do sleep with myself. Mm-hmm.
Atta girl.
Because you love and trust yourself. Hey,
you don't do too much sleeping. Have you don't have time.
He's going straight to the top after a comment that gross. I hope you know that.
It's where the
he's getting
pound
a TV deal.
Pound Town is too much somehow, right?
What the fuck with Pound Town?
You know what it is, bro.
Hot off a divorce, you're like, I'm in a...
He's pounding on himself, though.
I mean, seriously, and I could help.
Would you really?
Would I masturbate Keith? In front of my dead mother. I would kill my mother, and I would jerk Keith off onto her corpse. Listen to me. I know what I like. I know what I like. You know what I mean?
What is it? Like, can you quantify it? Like, what is the...
What, the semen? 11 teaspoons.
But I mean, why Keith? What does Keith have that other men don't have?
What are you asking, Christian?
No, he hates me. Do you know what I mean? Oh, my God. They're what's hotter than when someone hates you? He's like, I would never. I'm like, do you know what I mean? Like,
let me tell you, I've talked to Keith personally, and he said
number.
That he does not... He strongly dislikes you. He does not hate you. Be very clear about this.
Well, you know, we can build on that. We can build on strong dislike.
Mehran, the website is the Mehran. I mean, he's the guy.
Did you really just bring me back here to say my website and then I'm leaving? This is what I mean, Keith.
No, we talked about your...
This cruel game of cat and mouse that you play with me and my emotions. And by the way, still no Hooper Dick.
Do you know me? Still in the room.
I took a series of pictures of Paul's crotch while I was in the back.
We've been busy this whole time.
Because I was like, what is it? Because I don't see it in the crotch. And I am a constant crotch watcher and sniffer, as Christian knows. And I'm constantly sizing up. Volume displacement. Like I try to feel changes in the air because I'm also a witch. And so I was looking at his crotch and I'm like, if he's saying he's got this big old girth certificate, like show me them papers. And so I was taking these aerial shots. And it's like I'm not seeing the bulge. Do you know what I mean? So I'm wondering if it's bound like a geisha's foot.
Do you know that you're sexually harassing other comics?
This is my job. Well,
I don't know if Mehran, this you'll probably enjoy seeing it. Did you guys see the footage of the Yankees catcher getting hit in the nuts last night?
No.
It's crazy. A catcher off a foul ball get hit in the nuts. And it's one of the first only times I can ever see where you can literally see the whole ball bag move as his ball, like, first of all, dude looks like he's got a huge package, and I don't think he's wearing a cup because the ball hits him, and you see the whole package do like a ripple effect.
Living.
It's very Gary Sanchez. You can look it up.
He's on his phone now.
It looks really painful, and even the pitcher like winces like when it happens. The pitcher's like,
you know, like can I just say very no dick? I disinterest me like baseball dick, and I don't know why that is. I don't know why that
you
is.
You think with the balls and the bats, like it'd be right up your alley.
No, but it's like it's like I can tell what
you get
they eat.
The baseball donuts, which are like cock rings, sort of. I mean, you get
still no cages, no hockey, maybe.
Do you think it's your job to sexually harass men in your
100%. Like it is at least a goal of mine to make sure that men feel terrified, like live in fear.
Mm-hmm. It's their turn, you're saying.
It's more than their turn. Yeah, absolutely. It's like, so I honor my mother, right? Like this is, I am a Valkyrie riding a flaming horse. Like this is my job, Keith. This is my calling. This is my vocation and my avocation is two eyes make one in sight, Keith. This is what I'm here to do.
All right.
You know, this reminds me of a little rhyme that my dad used to tell me when I was a kid that I love. I don't know if I ever told you this before. And
out of the heavens and through the clouds roared the thunder god and his filly. I'm Thor, he cried. And his horse replied,
guess you forgot your saddle, filly.
I love him. And do you know I've never sexually harassed Christian?
Okay.
Do you know why? Do you know why? Because I can tell he walks. You know what I mean? He walks the straight and narrow.
Right.
Meanwhile, Pound Town.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all around Pound Town.
Honest to God, I knew nothing you said today.
What? Listen.
Listen.
My God.
Is that his dick pic?
When did you take that?
Years ago.
No, back off, buddy. Do not try to take this out of my hand. I get to look. Nope, it's mine for a minute.
I dare you to start swiping.
Dude, that thing really tumescent. That's a beautiful...
I did not see that coming at all.
I didn't see that coming at all. Look at these pictures I took from the air, okay?
Okay,
look at these.
This will be on keithandthegirl.com. You'll also find it at keithandthegirl.com/app. On our app, all of the pictures that we talked about, anything that you think you could see an image of will be posted there. Also, Jerome is writing in, see, Chemda, you saw me catcaller in action. So what he does is he catcalls men on purpose because it's their turn to feel funny on the street.
I see.
And so that's his goal.
Everybody's making it right.
Yeah.
Well, Mehran, thank you very much.
I'm
sorry,
no.
Just quickly. I was walking with Keith once at the dog park again, in this just woman going about her day. And Keith just, you know, she had a funny saying on her t-shirt. And just Keith just looked at her tits and just like, I like your t-shirt. Like it was just very like, I like the saying on your t-shirt. But it was very clear he's saying, I'm looking at your tits right
that
now.
That is, I've never seen Keith get anyone
and
near that.
And yet you feel compelled to protect like their maiden shame. Do you know what I mean? That like these men must, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And also they love it. They love it. They all love it.
I'm going.
If they didn't love it, why would they dress this way? Do you know what I mean?
Wait. What?
I like it when gay men find me attractive.
No matter how aggressive it is?
I mean, well, it makes me uncomfortable in the sense that being put on the spot in any way, sexual or non, makes me uncomfortable. But I like it on the online when people used to write about me online. I would always like it when gay men would, you know, I don't like it when people assume I am gay because that's, I, you know, I've dealt with that my entire life. But I do like it when gay men think I'm attractive, for sure.
I would Absolutely. Like to be clear that I believe Christian is exaggerating. I believe Christian has the personality of somebody that gets very unnecessarily shy or embarrassed in public. And I certainly did not say, oh, I like your t-shirt.
It was that creepy. Uh-huh. It was.
Well, anyway, we're seeing each other, so joke's on you. Christian Finnegan, the website is Christian Finnegan. And both these gentlemen, of course, Christian and Mehran, excellent stand-up. I mean, of course, Mehran's good at stand-up. He's getting free nose jobs. Christian, you already know about, of course.
I got a free vasectomy.
My, the work
are you vasectomized?
No, no.
Okay.
I mean, I may as well be.
Right.
I feel like I am.
He's just covered with dust.
Thank you both very much. And I mean, my goodness, Stephanie Ellis, thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to thank you for supporting our Kickstarter. Thank you to everyone who supports our Kickstarter.
Stephanie got me a paying gig once. She booked me at her the restaurant up in Rosendale. It was a fun show.
It was a real show. I love Rosendale.
It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Stayed at her place up in Rosendale. You know, she's a superstar up there.
Yes. She seems to be the belle of the ball.
Yes. Love her. Well, thank you guys.
Sorry to interrupt. Continue ending the show.
See, that's how he is in public. So I just said, hey, I like your shirt.
I never even saw you talk to a woman randomly.
Like your shirt. I said, your shirt, yummers.
Come on.
No, I didn't. That's what
I mean, not even yummers. You know what I mean?
I can't tell if you're disgusted or turned on.
It's exactly right.
Well, help us spread the word. If you like this show, share it on whatever platform you like podcasts on. KeithandTheGirl.com. We love you for listening. KeithandTheGirl.com.